The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to This Day in History Class, where we bring you a new tidbit from history every day. Today is March 11th, 2019. The day was March 11th, 1892. In Springfield, Massachusetts, seven students and seven teachers played the first public game of basketball at the International Young Men's Christian Association Training School, or what is now Springfield College. An article in the March 12th issue of a Springfield newspaper said the following. Over 200 spectators craned their necks over the gallery railing of the Christian Workers Gymnasium while they watched the game of basketball yesterday afternoon between the teachers of the International Young Men's Christian Association Training School and the students. At the time, James Naismith was working as a physical education instructor at the YMCA Training School in Springfield. The students at the school were confined indoors during the cold Massachusetts winter, and they had a lot of pent-up energy. The calisthenics and children's games they were playing in class just weren't cutting it for the rowdy students. So a teacher challenged Naismith to create a game that could keep students active in the wintertime between football and baseball seasons. Naismith drew from the games of rugby, lacrosse, and another that combines tag and marksmanship called duck on a rock. So on December 21st, 1891, Naismith asked his students to play a 9-versus-9 match using a soccer ball and two peach baskets. He mounted the peach baskets to the lower rail of the gym's balcony, which was about 10 feet or 3 meters above the ground. The goal was to throw the ball into the opposing team's peach basket. The baskets didn't have holes in the bottom, so students in the balcony would have to grab the ball out of the basket when it went in. But since Naismith hadn't given the students any clear guidelines other than get the ball in the basket, the game didn't go so well. He said the following in a 1939 radio interview. The boys began tackling, kicking, and punching in the clinches. Before I could pull them apart, one boy was knocked out. Several of them had black eyes, and one had a dislocated shoulder. It certainly was murder. But even though the game didn't go too smoothly, the students still wanted to play again. So Naismith wrote 13 rules for the game. His secretary typed the rules on two pages, and he hung them up in the gym. I won't tire you by going through all of the original rules, but here are some. The ball may be thrown or batted in any direction with one or both hands. A player cannot run the ball, but must throw it from the spot where he catches it, though there is leniency for a player who catches the ball when running if he tries to stop. That no running with the ball rule kept the players from tackling and hitting each other. Naismith had invented the game of basketball, which was originally written as two words. And in a January 15, 1892 article that was sent to YMCAs across the United States, he listed the rules of the new game. 5 days later, the first official game of basketball was played at a YMCA gym in Albany, New York. And on March 11th, the first public game was played at the YMCA Training School gym in Springfield. The sport quickly spread across college campuses. The first intercollegiate basketball game was played in 1895. And the first professional basketball league formed 3 years after that. By around this time, teams of five were the norm. In 1901, dribbling was introduced, though it wasn't that efficient considering balls were still asymmetrical. By 1906, the game used nets with holes in the bottom. And today, the sport looks a lot different than it did at that first game in 1891. And the rule book is a lot longer. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. So here's some fun trivia I found while researching this episode. Naismith's original 13 rules were purchased at auction in 2010 for $4.3 million. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.